using the power I have given you and the process I've just described. So you've asked when your life will take off, and I've given you the answer. You get your life to take off by first becoming very clear in your thinking about it. Think about what you want to be, do, and have. Think about it often until you are very clear about this. Then, when you are very clear, think about nothing else. Imagine no other possibilities. Throw all negative thoughts out of your mental constructions. Lose all pessimism. Release all doubts. Reject all fears. Discipline your mind to hold fast to the original creative thought. When your thoughts are clear and steadfast, begin to speak them as truths. Say them out loud. Use the great command that calls forth creative power. I am. Make I am statements to others. I am is the strongest creative statement in the universe. Whatever you think, whatever you say after the words I am sets into motion those experiences, calls them forth, brings them to you. There is no other way the universe knows how to work. There is no other route it knows to take. The universe responds to I am as would a genie in a bottle. Isn't that great? The whole Nightingale Conant program, Conversations with God, is of God giving Neil, as well as you and me, great insights like that. My experience is that when I hear statements like these, and I believe them, they give me the confidence to keep going toward the attainment of my goals. Otherwise, it's so easy to allow the inevitable discouragements of life to destroy the momentum around a goal and eventually the goal itself. In this case, information has helped raise my confidence level. And of course, that's what many of our programs are designed to do. Well, that's a couple thoughts about confidence by one person. Now let's hear from our group of experts, starting with our host, Dan Strutzel. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Our first guest is one of the true legends in the field of personal development. In fact, Jim Rohn is widely regarded as the greatest motivational speaker of all time. For more than 39 years, Jim has been igniting audiences around the world with his inimitable style and superb success information. Straightforward, down-to-earth, accessible, and above all else, transformational, Jim's powerful philosophy and incredible delivery have earned him awards, acclaim, and of course, millions and millions of devoted fans. Jim's classic audio programs, The Art of Exceptional Living and Take Charge of Your Life, continue to be customer favorites. But this past year, Jim did something that his fans have been waiting years for. He came into the Nightingale Conant Studios and recorded an all-new audio program called The Day That Turns Your Life Around. The program marked a new direction in Jim's work. He stepped off the stage into an intimate conversational setting, sharing never-before-heard insights and strategies that reflect the continuing development and deepening understanding of this amazing motivator. Only a few months after its release, The Day That Turns Your Life Around is already on its way to being yet another Jim Rohn Nightingale Conant classic. In this segment, taken from Jim's remarkable new program, he explores the effect that life's downturns and challenges have on genuinely confident people. As Jim demonstrates through observations and personal reflection, confidence doesn't always derive from your current circumstances. But if you can find that deeper source, it will carry you right on through the challenging times to even bigger successes ahead.
I was a millionaire by age 31. I'm broke by age 33. A couple of million, $2.5 million all swept away, making foolish decisions. That first money, it's really hard to keep. You know, I'm just a young guy, 31, 32 years old. But sure enough, I fell for some of the temptations. You know somebody's going to be parted with their money before long when they say, like I did, how many colors does it come in, right? You know, I'll buy them all. You know, that kind of sort of recklessness. And then making some unwise business decisions. Company wanted to borrow some money, $250,000. The bank said, well, if Mr. Rohn will sign personally, we'll let you have the money. And I knew they could pay it back, so I signed. So I'm the hero. They pay it all back. I leave.